Earlier this week, the Brussels-based International Crisis Group released a report saying that efforts to hold Iraq together are on the verge of collapse. Iraqi journalist Laith Kuba is a former spokesman for Iraqi Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri. He says several factors will determine whether or not Iraq actually descends into civil war. Most important, he explains, there is a network outside the government that is determined to destabilize Iraq.
It is not under the auspices of any political group. In fact, it is determined to stop the political process from proceeding in Iraq. And the most worrying element about this group is that not only it has managed to set root amongst Iraqis, but that the government so far has failed to destroy them. I think what should concern many of us is that the group which attacked the shrine is more or less still free out there, planning the next attack to stir up civil strife.
Laith Kuba refers here to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and al-Qaeda in Iraq. According to many analysts, Sunni insurgents were implicated in the attack. Mr. Kuba says, although Iraq's Sunni community boycotted the political process for 2 years, their leaders now believe that they have a vested interest in the success of the new government. Kurdish journalist Hiwa Osman believes that al-Qaeda is responsible for spearheading the Iraqi insurgency and was the primary force behind last week's bombing of the Shia shrine in Samarra.
The enemies of Iraq are trying their best to spark civil war in the country, but so far they have failed. They tried to do this by bombing the holy shrines of Samarra. President Jalal Talabani brought all the leaders together in his house. 2 days later, they all issued statements appealing for calm. Al-Qaeda itself has declared war against the Shiites, a war against the Kurds, and a war against the Sunnis who do not follow their path.
Another destabilizing factor, some analysts say, is the ambiguous role played by neighboring Iran. Egyptian journalist Mona El-Tahawi, who is a columnist with the pan-Arab newspaper Asharq al-Awsat, says Iran's role in Iraq, where the majority of the population is Shia, is complicated.
Looking at the situation from a pan-Arab perspective, I would say that Iran has always been problematic for the Arab world because the Arab world is largely of Sunni Muslim extraction, while Iran is Shia. And since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, the Sunni minority in Iraq has been replaced, of course, by the Shia majority. And many people in the Arab world are still smarting over the fact that the Sunni minority in Iraq has lost its influence. And they feel by invading Iraq and toppling Saddam Hussein, the United States has basically handed Iraq over to Iran on a silver platter. So what you're seeing, in effect, I think, in Iraq is kind of war by proxy. Saudi Arabia and Iran have been rivals for years, ever since the Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1979.
But Babak Yakhtafar, who publishes a weekly magazine for Persian-speaking people in Iran, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, and the Iranian diaspora, questions whether Tehran views civil war in Iraq as benefiting its long-term interests.
On one hand, some people see some silver lining in it because it does increase, theoretically, the influence of Iran, and it keeps the United States in check with Afghanistan and Iraq and reduces the chances of U.S. military action against Iran. But having a chaotic country right next door is not going to be beneficial.
Mona El-Tahawi agrees that it's in no government's enlightened self-interest for Iraq to be torn apart by civil strife.
I hope that Iraq will not disintegrate into civil war, but the biggest challenge, of course, will be reining in the Shia militias, which have been responsible for much of the sectarian violence that we've seen over the past few days. A lot will depend on what kind of national force is produced at the end of the day. So you're talking about not just the need for a national reconciliation government, but almost a national reconciliation security force, if I could use that term.
The toll from Iraq's surge in violence is now estimated to exceed 1,300 lives. Laith Kuba says Iraq is in a race against time. Al-Qaeda and the remnants of Saddam's regime are absolutely determined to stop the political process, while some of Iraq's political leaders lack the maturity to set aside their squabbles over power. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.